My name is John Kilfmanis. I am 16 years old, and today is January 3rd, 2019, and I'm speaking with my mother, Jasmine Kilfmanis. We are recording this in Nutley, New Jersey. Tell me the story about how you met Dad.
Oh, pinakilala kami ng kaibigan namin pareho. Yung kaibigan ko, katrabaho ko sa hospital. Apparently, itong kaibigan, common friend na to, kaibigan din niya noong high school, kaklase niya. So, he was looking for a partner at that time. Then, they came to my work and we were introduced to each other.
What was I like as a child?
Si John, nung bata, masayahin, maliksi, malikot. Mahilig manood ng TV, mahilig maglaro, but he was a very smart young kid. He started learning how to write and read the ABC at the age of 3 because he was taught by his grandma who was taking care of him all the time. So he stayed with grandma at home while mom and dad are at work, and they used to sing songs together, watch TV, and play.
How has being a parent changed you?
Okay, as a parent, maraming pagbabagong nangyari sa akin. Just it was a completely different experience for us being an immigrant, being immigrants. So we came to the United States when John was turning 2. And it was a big struggle between household responsibilities and having a job at the same time. So at that time, it took a lot of toll balancing our time for the family and for work as well.
What is your best advice for raising kids?
Basing from experience, ang maipapayo ko lang para sa mga ibang magulang sa pagpapalaki ng mga bata, ang pagiging pagkakaroon ng open communication sa bawat isa. Kasi lalo na kami na hindi lumaki sa United States, the Western culture is so different from our culture back home. So, it's completely different. So, malaki ang gap. Malaking-malaki ang pagkakaiba. Kaya, so, kailangan i-explain palagi sa mga bata kung anong mga, bakit namin ginagawa ang mga bagay-bagay. Because there are certain things that we do differently. Like, particularly in disciplining the children. We are tough and strict about it. So I think sometimes it could come on to the kids as we're being harsh because that's how we were raised also, with strict discipline from our parents.
What are your best wishes for me?
I have a lot of dreams for John, but I want him to be happy in what he's going to decide and do with his life, but I wish him to become a very responsible person, and whatever he decides to take as a course in the future, I hope he's gonna be happy, and he will love his job.
If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
Like I said before, being immigrants was a complete different experience for us as parents. Kung ibabalik ko lang ang panahon, how to raise John differently, if you are going to ask me, personally, I would choose to have raised him in the Philippines. It's only because my husband was already working in the ship before because he is a marine technology graduate. So he was away from home all of the time. He was working overseas. So that's the reason why we came to the United States to be able to raise John together. So we came to the United States. I would basically not change anything on the way we tried to raise him, except for the time that I was always away. I was always away from home at that time when he was little, because I had to work two jobs to make both ends meet, because it was a great expense. There was so much expenses raising kids, like between babysitting and their needs, because they keep changing their clothes due to season changes, and also they grow up so quick. So it was a lot of time taken away from home due to financial needs.